children's book called The Moomins. And I just came to realize what this is because, well, one of my favorite record labels on this planet called Finders Keepers Records. They're based in England. And they dig up some really obscure stuff from faraway places and re-release it for people to hear. They often clean up the audio, so yeah, so it's a little bit more pleasing on the ears than what sometimes was originally just recorded on an old cassette. And this last one, the track The Moomins theme, was from, yeah, children's television show, which, well, I was a big fan of kids' shows when I was a kid in the 90s, and I don't know why I didn't hear about the show. It was started in the 70s, I think, actually. Okay, started as a comic strip. I don't know if you care about this, but I think it's pretty neat. It's a comic strip which was from 1945 to 93, and then there was a children's show made of it. There are these white, blobby-looking guys, kind of similar to hippopotamuses, but apparently not actually. And it was a Swedish-speaking Finnish illustrator and writer, Tove Jansson, that started it. And it's all around the world now, and the interesting thing is that each nation that it's in, like it's in Asia, it's in North America, it's in New Zealand, Australia, and they have different theme songs in each of these places. And yeah, like in the Indonesian one, it sounds like gamelan music, like traditional Indonesian music, which is really neat. Anyways, yeah, so you just heard the original, the one from the Swedish version. So the Moomin's theme, that's just a minute long. And before that, you heard some chanting, some beautiful Muslim chanting by a fellow with a name, Alhazrat Alhaj Kari Pir. Yes. And before that, what did we hear? Oh, some really cool music. One of my favorite bands called the Super Furry Animals. Their keyboard player, his name is Sean Sharon. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's kind of The Welsh pronunciation is tough. But there you go. Sean Sharon from Super Furry Animals, featuring Stephen Morris Burke, who is a poet laureate at Birmingham University in England. And yes, the track called Stand Up, just a single they put together. And before that, the Blue Beaters, Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, Neil Young classic. And next, you're going to hear something, a classic from Northern Ghana, from a record label called Saka Saka, who are publicizing and promoting music from the north of Ghana. And it's a very small label, but this is from a cassette that was released around the year 2000, a collaboration between a well-known producer named Nana Gazor and a traditional fiddle player named Abdul Gonje Samed. And he plays the Dagomba, a one-string fiddle from West Africa. Really, really unique sounding instrument. And this is one of the few attempts to mix traditional and contemporary styles of this region. So you'll hear the traditional Dagomba over top what sounds like hip-hop breakbeats. So this is really a really interesting piece of music coming up right here. This is Abdul Samed, the title track from the record, Na Sigli Oyaba. Oh yeah, here we go. Wandering Rhythms Radio.
Yes, man, here we are bringing you some fusion creation. We're doing a little gonji in gazoo style.
Yeah.
Wandering Rhythms on CJSF.ca, world music from the planet called Earth. And you just heard new music by My Morning Jacket. Yeah, really good psych folk country band from down in the southern states, I think Georgia, is that right? Yeah. And that was their new record called The Waterfall. The track was Compound Fracture. And they've gone a little bit more funk, a little bit more, you could say, Prince-sounding in their last couple of records. But yeah, they're still retaining a little bit of that southern country. And before that, we heard Kobza, K-O-B-Z-A, out of Ukraine, Kiev. And those fellows were students at the Kiev School of Music in the late 60s. That was recorded in 1970, and the track from their debut album was called Zakzik. Yes, started out more folky, got a little bit into rock and roll in the 70s, as did most, and features an instrument called the bandura, traditional Ukrainian stringed instrument, sounded a little bit like a harp. And started off that set there with some really funky music out of northern Ghana. That was Abdul Samed and the track Na Sigli Oyaba, the album of the same title. And next, well, we're going to go to Finland. It's good old Finnish country music right here for you. And in about 10 minutes' time, we are traveling to the Caribbean, to a little island called Anguilla.
Kuluskaa naisen puolta, sua passaa ja hyvin pidä huolta. Hey, yeah. Sulla on rehevä varsi, tivis vaate parsi, sen mielestäin pois tarsi, karsi kaikki muut, naiset muut. Kun yöllä painaa urun sun kylkeen, on niin kuin makaas vierellä kylkeen. En ryhdy tunteen tai mä salamaan, mä käyn tätä hyljettä halamaan. tahdon mä kulkia. Maailman murheet mieleltä sulkia. Oh baby, sulla on pyöriä ruho. Lämmi uho, uho on vanhan pojan tuho. Niin on. Sulla on rehevä varsi. Ikis vaate parsi. Mieltäin pois karsi, karsi kaikki muu.
Γιατί ήμουνε κοπέλι. Γιατί ήμουνε κοπέλι, μα εδώ που τη δοκίμασα γλυκιάνε σαν το μέλι. Κρίμα αγαπηδιά, όλε πόσο νίτωνε να ξεψυχήσω πάλι. Να ξεψυχήσω πάλι όταν παίρνουνε και βανές τσιβρούδες στο τσικάλι. Ωπα μικρή μ' αγάπη δε ξαναψήνω πλιο κουτιά, δε στέλνω πλιο τσικάλι. Στενό πλειό τσικάλι, έκαει κάτι μια φορά, να μην καώ την άλλη. Έλα μικρή μ' αγάπη στο διάολο το πέμπω εγώ. Στο διάολο το πέμπω εγώ, σημισακό τσικάλι. Σημισακό τσικάλι να μαγερεύεις το φαϊτό. Να μαγερεύεις το φαϊτό βρε και να το τρώνε άλλοι. Κρίμα αγάπη να μ' αγαπά, δε μ' αγαπά, να μ' αρνηθεί δε θέλει. Να μ' αρνηθεί δε θέλει, λέω, τσι να χωρίσω με και κάθεται και κλαίει. Αγαπώ, μ' αλήθεια και μισήσω. Αλήθεια και μισήσω μπροστά μου να'ρθει να σφαγεί. Μπροστά μου να'ρθει να σφαγεί βαστό να μη δακρύσω.
Oh yeah, some instrumental hip-hop from Japan. That's Bugseed. The track, Sun-Kissed. Just step outside, you'll feel it. And before that, we heard some nice folk music from Crete, the island just south of Greece, still actually part of Greece, home to the Minotaur. And that's from 1975. Nikos Zilouris, the track, Na Mafada Ein Mfada. And yeah, before that, some country music, lovely mandolin out of Finland. Yes, of course, the birthplace of American country music. I'm only kidding. Bill Hota and the Pulvers, Nice and Poorly. Nice and poorly, you might say. All right, so next, well, the second hour of the program, Wandering Rhythms, we're going to travel to the Caribbean, and that's going to happen right after this.
Hey, are you a First Nations, Métis, or Inuit student? Not convinced university, college, or vocational trade school is possible? Or wondering what you should do after high school? Inspire can help you and your friends. Register for Inspire's free Indigenous mentorship program, Rivers to Success. Joining Rivers to Success gets you access to great information, great prizes, and exciting content. Discover careers and post-secondary paths geared towards Indigenous students across Turtle Island, just like you. Register online today at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
This is Wandering Rhythms, and we are now traveling to Anguilla. Yes, this is Burnaby. We are in Burnaby. We are officially on Burnaby Mountain, CJSF 90.1 FM, also syndicated on CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta. And yes, it is time for a trip to the Caribbean, one of the most beautiful places on the planet, and home to many, many nations, many small islands, and each one is worth a visit. Each one has its own unique styles of music. Of course, reggae, calypso, soca. There's a few standards down there, but each one is a little bit unique. So we're going to Anguilla today, right now. And it is not actually officially a nation. It is a British overseas territory, technically. And it is only home to, 13,000 human beings. But interestingly, this little island of about 35 square miles, 90 square kilometers, used to be a nation. Used to be an island. Still is an island. It's separated from two nearby islands called St. Kitts and Nevis, which we have previously explored on this program. Other colonies of England, well, settled by the Spanish, long story, but English settlers there eventually, and St. Kitts and Nevis became a nation alongside Anguilla, but didn't last very long. Anguilla, they didn't want to be part of this nation, so they separated once again. There was a few revolts. This was in, I'll get the dates right, but it was in 1967. Okay, so in 1967, they became part of St. Kitts and Nevis and Anguilla, and then they separated because they didn't want to be part of that nation. And then they briefly, in 1669, became an independent republic of Anguilla, but they perhaps preferred